Before we start the episode, I just want to apologize for the sound quality in this episode. We were testing out a new recording software, which did not quite work, and we are not using that again. So, well, it is what it is, so have fun.
We'd be honored if you would join us.
Something complete.
It's a trap!
I have you now.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
You may fire when ready.
Any bothers die.
Now I feel like I take on the whole empire myself.
Well, the great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror, suddenly silenced.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Thule Squad Radio. My name is Gisli.
And I am Eil.
We have a guest.
And I'm Jesper.
Yes, we have Jesper with us.
Our third wheel.
Our third wheel, yeah. We're kind of stealing him from 186, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, what, Nordic on the inside, yeah. Nordic on the outside.
Yeah, you've got blonde hair, so... Yeah, you do.
I can't.
Anyways, episode 13, what should we call it? Any name, suggestions?
The Eve Off.
Yeah, Worlds is only 1 week away, so yeah, 2 weeks away now, but 1 week when the episode goes out.
Oh God, it is.
Yeah.
Like really close.
I'm so hyped.
Tell me about it. I'm super hyped.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
yeah.
I have no idea what to fly.
Oh no.
I know what you're flying, Jesper. I think everyone does.
No secret.
No. I know what I'm flying.
What are you flying?
But yeah, the same list as I took to Sister Weapons. I'm going hard mode.
Nice.
Triple Imperial Ace. That's gotta do something. That's something. Yeah. Oh yeah. Jesper, congratulations on your top four at Birmingham.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I was listening to your last episode. You said a few very nice things. I really appreciate it.
We meant everything said there.
That's because we love you.
Yeah, that was a really cool tournament. Yeah. Really
and
good.
Yeah, about that, you got nominated for Goldie Awards because of it.
I literally just saw the link like 20 minutes ago. So I was nominated for what was it?
It was a favorite
performance by a non-metalist in a formal or premier event.
Yeah. You were nominated for the UK Birmingham System Open.
Yeah, that's
right. So basically, famous Pershing running jank.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Well, you did good. Top four, that's awesome. For a 500 people event, it's huge.
But we have the 186 has three nominations in the Goldies.
Is it three?
So we have the best international podcast.
Yeah,
right. We also have the best blog by Phil GC.
Oh, of course. The hipster.
That's the one.
Hipster block.
Yeah, and then the pilot.
Thule Squadron also has three nominations. Sweet. Yeah.
Sweet.
We're nominated as the best new podcast, and we are rivaling in the best international podcast.
That's really
cool.
And then for best altar.
Yeah, the Cloaked Whisper. So that's going to be sweet.
Clearly made a great
I hope so. Dion Morales, he's holding a party on Friday. at Radisson's.
It's a cold day party. On May the 4th.
Yes. Yeah, on May the 4th. Yeah. After Swiss.
And I think this will be the first time I've been nominated in an award show, and the first time I'll be going to an award show.
I think so.
Yeah, me too. I think so too.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Yeah.
We should bring like a red carpet or something.
Yeah. Are you going to bring it with you, Aid?
No, we just drop out to Walmart or something. Buy it. Can't be that much.
Yeah. Not at Walmart.
You can probably buy it there.
And everywhere Jesper goes, we'll just roll it out in front of him and then alternate. We'll have two rolls.
We have to buy two of them.
Yeah, one of you could unroll it in front and the other person can roll it back up afterwards.
Yeah, that's what
behind.
Yeah. Anyways, talking about worlds, this is going to be mostly about worlds.
Yeah.
Definitely. This is the last episode until worlds. We will make an episode at worlds. We're going to make some interviews and stuff like that.
Oh, you're recording at worlds?
Hopefully.
No, just with my telephone.
Ah, okay.
I'm just gonna do some interviews and stuff like that.
That's cool. That's cool.
What will be the big bad wolves out there? The strong metalists. We're gonna see. We're definitely gonna see Ghostfin.
I mean, yeah, it's a given. It's a given.
That's a given.
How many variations of Ghostfin do you think you'll see?
Two. Mostly two. Raptor Attack and Raptor Adapt. It's the R3A2 version or the Flight Assist Astromat version, I think.
So that's a difference of one card.
yeah, it is, but it does so much, though.
Do you think we'll only see Ezra Maul?
There are going to be like 450 people or something there, and I suggest, I think at least, we're probably going to see something else.
Mostly yeah. That build, I think.
I don't know, it's interesting to see how much people go in on R3A2 and also Hotshot Copilot, whether anyone goes up to Kanan or not.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, isn't Hot Cop, isn't it just staple to Fen?
Hot Cop's not a very good card, and I wouldn't recommend anyone play it. No.
No, it's bad. No. And you should feel bad.
Yeah.
I agree. It's a horrible card. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, Ghost Fen, we're going to see that. Definitely. A lot. But I have been seeing a lot of more notable names, you know, like the famous X-Wing people, they are kind of not playing it.
Because it's so boring.
Yeah, but still, it's not that boring to play. If you're playing it yourself, but playing against it, it's horrible. I tried the list out like three or four times. It's okay to play. There are no aces to play, but not that boring. It's not like triple Wookiees or something.
I played triple Wookiees against you, and I thought it was okay to play.
Yeah, that's your style.
What? Back to victory.
You went with Fairship Rebels at Store Championships.
Like one.
Yeah, I know. Anyways. What more are we going to see?
Nimiranda. Yeah.
Nimiranda. Yeah. Final form. Obvious. I think that's on the top of meta wing right now.
I mean, I think... I think Rebels will have entries from three ship Rebels. And that's three ship Rebels that you pick. Miranda or Nim or Fen or Lorik. Any combination of those.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that will be at once.
Exactly.
And you'll do well with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote down here the Stress Bunker. It's been doing well. I think that's even more English than Ghost Hen.
Yeah.
It was the final list at Chicago, both of them.
That Will
where they played Lubin Chewy for 20 minutes because they.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Did you see that game?
I heard about it. I heard about it. So I got the video and I started watching. And then I just couldn't do it. I couldn't put myself through it.
But they were flying really well and everything like that. And they were really trying. They tried for like 40 minutes or something before they just gave up.
Should have tried harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two equally amounted runners on the table.
I think we've talked about it as well, and I don't want to talk about it too much, but I feel like if both players give up, or both players say, we don't want to play this end game, there are other ways to solve that than to do a final salvo. Like, you could both just go into range one where the variance is higher.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you could both fly off the table. I think to not play and to go away and wait for final salvo, I think was a bit cheap. But I wasn't there, so
no way.
Who am I?
Sure. It's funny as hell doing what they did, but I wouldn't have done it like that. No. I would have tried to outthink range one, higher variance, like you said, Jesper.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't play something like Miranda, would you, Ed?
No,
he has never played Miranda.
No, you'd fly something more wholesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've never been two times to world flying Miranda, ever.
So what else are we seeing?
Pulp Aces. We're going to see Pulp Aces. I think we're going to see a lot of Pulp Aces.
I hope so.
I think most of Imperial players are going to play Pulp Aces. Different variances, but... I think we're going to see a lot of quick draw, Inquisitor, and Pulp.
I wouldn't be surprised if quick draw is in almost every Imperial list.
It looks that way at least.
Yeah, unless it has maybe Kylo and two rowboats.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then Unkillable Ryad is there as well.
Oh yeah.
Stealth Lone Wolf.
Promo list.
It's
so nasty.
It's great.
Yeah. It's so nasty. It's a nasty list. Yeah. But it's a cool Pulp Basis list. It's different.
Yeah, it was a bit different. Really different. These days it is.
I think we're going to see a little bit of Rebel Salad lists.
Do you think we will?
Yeah, I think so. I think people are catching on. They are really good. Like Stress Ezra... Maybe another Cheetah Pete Y-Wing with, I don't know, chopper and something to drop down to take up shields.
So basically guns with some element of control.
Yeah. It's a good list. And against the Ghost Fen and stuff like that, I think it's a really good list.
I think it suffers against... no, maybe not. It's got stress.
It suffers against
aces. Aces you can't shoot at.
Yeah, if you get the approach wrong, you're done against the aces. But
oh yeah,
you've got Dengar in the list here. Really? Do you think we'll see Dengar again?
No, I wrote down Time Walker Sauce and Fred.
Usually Dengar. Decided.
Usually Dengar.
Yeah, but do Dengar tweak? Like what?
Not unless your name is Magic.
I wrote down that list. Yeah, because you think we will see it. Or is every single scum list going to be Time Walker Sauce and something else?
What? Yeah. But then,
maybe.
What something else does scum have right now?
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing.
Triple Star Walkers?
Anything else.
And that's jank though, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
yeah, that's it does really good against some things, but it just dies really against other things.
And it's probably
fun to fly against.
Yeah, it's also fun.
Yeah. Yeah, not a great way though. triple.
Yeah,
and quad wookies. We're gonna see that.
Definitely triples.
Easy list to fly, kinda.
It's not without
it doesn't thing.
Well, you can fly it easily, but you can't fly it well easily. I mean, you really have to manage the half turrets.
No, I think that counts for the triple bookies. You got to fly it well.
Yeah.
It's a better list, a higher ceiling.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
But the quad bookies, you just go, it's just one forward, really. You don't get that easily behind that list, if it unless it's a really incompetent player, I think.
Yeah, it's
fair.
Another list I wrote down here: the Scum Alpha. That's been catching on.
What do you mean with sort of Justero and?
Justero and yeah, I don't remember the names.
The Caraxes.
Justero Nim and the bullseye firing gun.
Dalen
Oberos.
Tyrannicolda,
yeah, there you go.
Tyrannicolda, yeah. That's been catching on. It hasn't won anything, but it's been doing quite okay, I think.
Yeah, I think especially with that ship though, if you get the alpha wrong or the approach wrong or the distance wrong.
Kind of dead in the water.
It's impossible to recover, really. Well, it's not impossible. It's
hard. It is. It is. It's like the triple Imperial Ace. You gotta do the initial engagement right, I think. Really.
And it can't reposition.
No, they can. I can. They can't. Ray Lorik. We're gonna see a lot of it, I think.
Ray full stop, I think we'll see a lot of.
Yeah. Ray is a really, really good ship right now, I think.
I think Ray's always been a good ship.
Oh, yeah, she has.
Yeah, well, it has, definitely. But against, like, the Ghosts, the Nims,
around
us, you can do
I think Ray Lorik, Ray Dash, no, not Ray Dash, Ray Lorik, Ray Poe, Ray Miranda... Yeah, Slurig, Dash Poe, Dash Miranda. Yeah. I think all those combinations are solid. Even Ray Fenn can work.
Oh, yeah, sure.
As we saw in Copenhagen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we saw Bob D. He was playing Ray
Fenn. Fenn 85 Ray, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was a really cool. It's terrifying to fly against.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with that. I mean, he can chain react the coordinate.
Yes, and with the sloop title and engine on Ray, just put Ray wherever you want. Just put it wherever you want,
exactly.
Whenever you want.
You mentioned Dash Poe as well.
I think we'll see loads of Dash Poe. I think we'll see a lot of. R2-D2 Poe and BB-8 Poe.
Yeah,
because
Rasta is going to play BB-8, I think.
Yeah, I think a lot of other people will too. And I know a lot of the American podcasts say, BB-8 Poe is so bad compared to... I don't think it is. I think they're both very good.
It's different.
It's just different.
Yeah. The R2-D2, he survives really well. I mean,
yeah, and with primed thrusters, it's basically immune to control.
Yeah, it is. So, you would like BB-8, I think. Unless it has primed.
Yeah, if it's primed BB-8, no, that's
yeah,
that's really hard.
That's horrible.
But I much prefer R2-D2 Poe.
So do I.
Well, playing against, I mean.
Yeah.
Prefer playing against R2-D2 Poe.
Me too, except when I lose the initiative.
Ah, no.
which I did twice at the System Open. Yeah, I lost both of the games. Anyways, you think we're going to see some Racklow?
I think we will see Tyler Tippett flying Racklow.
Is he playing at Worlds, though?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Did he get a ticket at Worlds? I know he's
an invite. He was top 16 last year.
Oh, yeah. Top 16 got an invite.
They gave out invites to all the top 16, yeah.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah, it wasn't long ago, but they did. So he's coming, and I would bet my left leg that he's flying Racklow.
Oh, definitely. And he's going to fly Vader with him, I think.
Mm. I wouldn't be surprised if we see him in top 16 again.
No, he knows how to play it.
Yeah,
it's the only thing he has played for like 3 years. Or
and
something.
It's also solid in the meta.
Oh, it is. Unless we will see three or more ships.
Yeah. Depends on what they
But against well. Ghost Fan and Nimiranda and stuff like that.
Even Palp Aces.
Yeah, Palp Aces. We're going to see Kylo, I think. Kylo is catching on.
He's been a bit of a sleeper hit. Like, he was big when he first came out, but...
Yeah, I think it was going to be huge, but that PS9, I think, kind of hurt him at the time.
Yeah, but people are so reliant on the pilot skill thing, though.
Yeah, it depends on the lists, though.
Yeah.
Like for my list, I kind of have to be at PS11. I need to move last.
So we'll see Kylo in 2-gun, but do you think we will see something like the list Martin Shivers won the UK Open with? Kylo quick draw plus thing.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
What do you think the third ship will be?
Epsilon Ace?
I don't think it will be Epsilon Ace.
No. I think people are going to find something worse. Because I think Epsilon Ace really is a really good ship in that list. PS12, unless it gets shot at, then it's just a great blocker.
Sure.
People might go down to the PS1 TIE FO.
I know Oliver Pocknell has been flying that list with the PS1 FO.
Then it's just a pure blocker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he
and
has
you got points for optics or stuff like that on.
Yeah. So unless it dies really quickly, it might be a good thing. Creepy Cutie. Are people just going off the bandwagon there? I haven't seen it in a while.
I also haven't seen it in a while, but I don't know why I haven't seen it in a while, because it's still a good list.
It's a strong list, but I think people managed to learn how to fly against it.
I think it's a solved problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have the long range scanners, and you can fly kind of. You can use that for your advantage. You know who they are trying to kill.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Any more lists?
Do you think we'll see more robots? Other than me?
We have a Jasper Fever, you mean?
Yeah, because I know at the UK Open, we had I saw two other players flying control bots.
Simeon Dalabina been flying it?
Yeah, but I don't think he'll take it to Worlds. He was trying it. He tried out the London regional and a couple of local things, but
he did well with it though.
Yeah, he got to the final. Mm-hmm. But I think he will probably go with Dashpo or something.
Yeah.
I don't know why people aren't flying it more, because they're really great ships.
Yeah. they've always been a good ship.
Yeah. I remember when it launched, I thought, oh, they've done it. They made the perfect ship.
They did, at the time.
at the time, it almost was, yeah.
I mean, they made the half-point rule for large spaceship, mostly because of the robots, I think. more because
yeah, 2015 Worlds was the Jesper Hills. No, yeah, the first.
I think they did it more for the Brobots than they did for Fat Han, I think.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I agree.
Definitely, everyone's always talking about yeah, they did it because of Fat Han. No, people don't remember how to play how yeah. Brobots were.
Before, yeah, I mean, back in 2015, like it was weird to not 100-0 with a
yeah,
robot.
It was. It was.
Like you would 100-0 almost every time if
yeah,
you won.
Exactly. It was horrible.
Yeah.
I remember I hated flying against it. I still do. That's because I can't fly it myself. So.
And I think that's why we don't see it more these days.
They are hard to fly. They are hard to manage. But I think I'm going to take your control bot to Hangar Bay. I might.
Ah, cool.
I might do it. Just to lose 3 games with it.
But it's funny. I was saying on our podcast the other day, like we've gone full circle with the robots now. Yeah. Like I'm starting to play players at tournaments now, who are telling me, you know, when we're setting up, oh, cool, robots. I haven't seen those on the table before. You know, so they've been out of the game for so long that people have started playing the game after.
When did that arrive?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like wave 5 or something they came?
Wave 6, I think.
Wave 6, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's a long time, right?
It is. I mean, me and Aid, we started wave 2, so.
Yeah, I started wave 3.
We have seen everything. Yeah, we saw everything, every single meta.
Yeah. But I mean, you can imagine someone who picks up the game like after, I don't know, after Force Awakens, right?
Yeah.
And they come up against like totally 4BZ. They're going to be like, oh, wow, B-Wings. You know, yeah. They were never there.
Didn't know they had those.
And then they have no idea what to do against it.
So, yeah, it's weird.
I mean, these are... they are good ships. They just cost a little bit too much, I think. And they need something more than a 2K.
Yeah, I mean, the 2K is really what kind of kills them sometimes. Can't turn around.
Yeah, but they shoot really hard.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what to do against it, you're going to die. Yeah, really. I think. So any more lists?
I don't think so. I think that about sums up the majority. We'll see.
Well,
yeah,
we'll see a couple of players running Corn at least.
Yeah, yeah. And there'll be a few players doing fire sprays.
Double fire spray or fire spray Ketsu or something.
Yeah, I think there'll probably be at least a few players doing jump masters, even if it's just a blocker.
Yeah. Marcel might do his 3 trick shots.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
And he flies it really well, really well.
And there's probably still a place for like the pseudo mind link. Like Fenn and Asajj with mind link plus a scout blocker.
Mm-hmm. That might be. I tried out, it's like half a year ago. I tried out, it was Fenn and Altheric with Mind Link, and then what was Manaru just with them. That worked quite well, actually.
I still kind of missed that list.
Yeah, but Manaru didn't have Mind Link, but I could pass the focus to the other guys, so they Mind Link that focus. Really, really well. So, and she had like I tried it out with Snapshot and Predator and stuff.
What Scum really need is a card like Ray Crew.
Oh yeah,
and then that list can work again.
Yeah, definitely.
the good old days.
Just on Mind Link then.
Yeah.
But it's. It's hard to say, but did they go a little bit too far on the Jumpmaster nerf?
Mm. I don't want to say that.
No, I don't want to say it, but in my heart, I kind of feel maybe. But then I didn't really mind the Jumpmaster meta because I beat Triple Scouts quite easily. Not easily, but I had a fair chance of beating them.
I was flying Swoon Tier and stuff like that, so I could beat it, but poor Ail was flying his Rebel list. You couldn't do anything about it.
No. But I think if you ran triple jumps now, I think you could probably run them with Deadeye, you know, and they would be just about at the right power curve. Yeah.
Yeah, today, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That should be interesting.
But what does Scum have? They have a sauce, and they don't really have anything else.
Just a sauce in front.
A sauce in front, and oh yeah, that Scum Alpha that's catching on.
But I think that while the Scum Alpha is good, I don't think the platforms for delivering the Alpha are good enough. Because if you're going to run the Scum Alpha, you might as well run Imperial Alpha. Yeah.
Yeah, it's better. Definitely, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I think we've talked about most of the list. Oh, I mean, we're obviously going to see a lot of jank, stuff like that. There are a lot of players, I think, that's going to be there.
Oh, I think they'll be playing.
Who aren't really competitive players, sure. I think.
Just people lotteries.
I think a lot of people went to the lottery and got tickets. So I think I said it last episode or the episode before that. I think it's gonna be easier to be in that mid range kind of territory. Unless you're playing on 1B.
Like, all cool people are playing 1B.
Both of us are playing on 1B, and it seems like every other great player is playing on 1B.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard, hard day.
Yeah, it seems like that.
I got C, so I get the easy bracket?
No, it's not like A. I think A is the easy bracket.
Yeah, because everyone wants to arrive late, you know?
Yep. But I've seen a lot of names, a lot of big names, like the good players from US. But we recognize names, so they're playing at 1B. I hate it. but then again, it might be good for me because good players seem not to be playing Ghost Fan. They don't want to. That's kind of the only list I am really afraid of.
And it also means when you make the cut, no one can tell you you did it the easy way.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. You mean when I go to top 16, totally. Right?
Yeah. The big cut. You got there hard, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. With a non-meta list.
Yeah.
But it's on top 50 now on MetaWing, though. There was some guy who took it to some regional. No, it was the Birmingham System Open. Instead of BI, he went with Crackshot.
I really dislike that Ray and Friend has become popular. I ran around the last world. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. And now everybody's like, ugh.
Yeah. Hipster Aid.
Yeah, I mean,
Running Ray before she was cool, right?
That's right. I really dislike flying the meta. I don't know why, but
she's fun to fly, definitely.
Yeah, it's my list. I like it, so I'll probably stop at that.
And she's kind of wholesome because he kind of has arc-ish.
She has an arc. If you're using it, you're losing.
Yeah. Not like the usual big base turn tubes.
No.
No. Yeah. Anyways, Worlds, it's going to be awesome. Any listener who's going to World, just please say hello.
Yeah, definitely. I think come and find us. Either way.
Yeah. Unless we're playing at 1B or 1C. If we're in the middle of the game,
unless you are the opponent, at which point you can't say hi.
You are out.
Yeah.
We'll be wearing Thule Squadron radio t-shirts or 186 Squadron t-shirts.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, I won't be wearing 186, I think, because I don't have one.
Yeah, I'll be wearing one of the two.
Yeah, one of the two.
Or probably one under the other.
Yeah. Probably. That might be.
Yeah, somebody told me it's cold as shit over there right now.
Oh, yeah, it's like, a few centimeters of snow there.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And I say centimeters because that's the right way to say it.
See, I'm excited because I've been to Minnesota 3 times before now and I've never seen snow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is weird.
I don't mind snow. I mean, I live in Iceland, so kind of used to snow.
So it's like going on a summer holiday for you guys, right?
No, I think it gets much colder in Minnesota than it does in Iceland, really. It's in the middle of the country. We have the Gulf Stream to warm us
and
up.
And volcanoes.
Oh, yeah. And we are trying to, we are still trying to learn how to point them so we can use them.
Oh.
We haven't done it yet.
If it's very cold, I look forward to playing in the tournament because it'll be nicer inside.
Oh, yeah.
It will.
Definitely. Yeah, nice. But it's colder for
you guys. Hear about the hyperspace press conference?
Oh yeah, I did, and they have some special prize, for the participants there, unless they went with a press pass.
Yeah, unless.
Yeah.
Only if you're a player.
Only if you're a player.
What do you guys think it will be?
I don't know. I think they're just going to announce. They might announce the Falcon, I think.
I think it'll be an Alt Art Hera X-Wing pilot.
Art. Oh, yeah. You're talking about the price. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think the report will be?
I think they're just going to talk about. I mean, they announced the new wave for Imperial Assault. They might talk a little bit about that. I think they're going to announce a new Falcon. The Han Solo movie Falcon.
Mm.
With a little ship in the front.
Dock? Jesus.
Yeah, it's a dock ship. Haven't you seen the toys?
Yeah, I saw the toy, the Bandai kit, whatever.
Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert.
You think it's going to be a name for that dock ship that is more or less stupid than the Phantom one?
I don't know. I mean, we don't know if it's a ship or not. It might just be a cargo.
Anything's better than sheep.
Yeah. It's a horrible name.
Yeah. You guys get your tickets for the hyperspace? Or are you arriving too late?
Too late, yeah.
We are arriving at 6 o'clock or something.
Yeah, I won't make it either.
I tried just to get a ticket to see if I could, but they already sold out in like 5 minutes or something. So
that's all right. Someone there will be streaming it on Twitch, no doubt.
Most definitely.
Talking about streams, X-Wing Junkies are streaming from Worlds. I know Cold Squadron is also streaming, but I know X-Wing Junkies are streaming because we were asked to commentate a little bit. So we're going to do that. So if you want to listen to our beautiful voices,
Do you know which day we're commentating on?
No, it's just I won't be commentating on 1B, that's for sure, because I'm playing.
Yeah.
On 1A and 1C, maybe. And A, it will be commenting on day 2. Put up the
nice.
Nice.
No, that's cool. I like the X-Men Junkies. They're cool guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We met Mark Stewart last Worlds. A really nice guy. Gave us a lot of wooden swag.
Yeah, they were so nice.
Yeah, they were. I've been using their target locks a lot.
I have a focus on an evade token from it.
Yeah, me too. As well. Talking about swag, should we announce what swag we will be having?
Do it, guys.
Yeah, do it. Okay.
A bag of miscellaneous swag, 2 alt arts, 1 and 2 template, and a target lock.
Yeah, so in our swag, yeah, you said it, swag bag with templates. You got the templates, Jasper. We gave them out.
Yeah, the 1 and the 2, yeah.
Yeah, 1 and 2 with the little nubs. We have the Whisper and Jack Farrell, Alt Art, Cloak Whisper.
Ooh, nice.
And that's in our swag bag. And we have a new target lock, which made.
It's beautiful.
They look really, really nice.
And you really outdone yourself, Kiesley, making those.
And then we have 2 new alt arts. And I am really excited about that. It's
upgrade cards, yeah.
Yeah, it's upgrade cards. It's, should we say it? Yeah, let's say it. It's a Ray alt art.
Mm-hmm.
And Expertise alt art. And both of them are... You went out a little bit, Ail.
Okay. But do you hear me?
Yeah, you're kind of cutting off now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Are we going to spoil the art on the alt?
Yeah, shouldn't we do it?
Sure.
I'm going to put it on the page as well, so when the episode goes out. It's Ray and Expertise, and both of them are in Icelandic.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's Ray is called a Raun. It's an Icelandic name. And Expertise, it, want to say that?
Yeah, that'll be the head Sith, Mr. Jar Jar.
Yeah, Mr. Jar Jar Binks. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, and both of them are in Icelandic, so you probably won't understand it, but hey, it's cool. And I know a lot of people are collecting different languages and stuff. Yeah.
That's really cool. I think we'll be bringing some stuff as well. But I've no idea what it is. Alex sorts it out. He was one who made the beautiful Ray cards that we gave out last year. So we'll have something.
We won't have that much of the swag bag with all of it, but we will have a lot of alt arts with us and target locks. So just hit us up. If you want it, you're going to have to come to us and yell from the top of your lungs, like I'm talking about Zach Matthews loud. Through the squadron on top. Thank you very much.
Nice. on top.
Yeah, on top.
Yeah, it has to be 3 times on top. And
I'm talking about Zach Matthews loud.
It's that or something.
And you can't just say on topest.
No.
On the most top. Like it has to be 3.
Definitely.
No.
Definitely. Oh. Whatever.
Yeah.
FFG. FFG OP on Twitter told no fact before Worlds.
what, that's first or?
We have for the last 3 years.
Hmm. Have you always gotten some FAQ right before Worlds?
Yeah, we have.
And honestly, people are getting super salty about this, and I don't understand why.
I don't get it.
No, I don't like, really know.
Like
why.
Not having a knee-jerk FAQ a week before the World Championships, that's a good thing.
It is.
Yeah. That means the game is at a, you know, the good enough level that they don't have to save
it. What people are whining about isn't that there are big unclear rules that need FAQing. What people are whining about is that the thing that they don't like about the game is not being fixed.
But still, there are a few rules that need clarification.
If we could clarify track to be, I would like to see clarification. That would be great.
Yeah, definitely. And like Chris Chico Brown was talking about in OCX Radio about the harpoon missiles. If you have a ship with two harpoons condition on it, one critical hit goes through. On one hull, three harpoon triggers happen.
If it has
this myself, three damages.
Ooh, really?
Did you hear about that, Jesper? Yeah. The first one, because a crit goes through, and you can't really. You can't resolve both of them at the same time. So you splash one, and that goes away.
That's one splash.
Because the ship gets one damage through, it dies. Then another splash goes because it still has a token on it, but it doesn't say it's supposed to get rid of it. And then still the crit is on the table, so it splashes for the third time.
Oh.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, but
yeah, that could probably do looking at.
Yeah, and he told. I think they're gonna rule it like that at Worlds because, I mean, no FAQ, but it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's not supposed to be like that.
I do wonder how they'll rule track to beam, if they'll follow the convention that's been set in Europe.
Definitely. I mean, obviously templates are supposed to be able to go on rocks and stuff like that. They are so. I mean, but
I think so too. But
rule as written, I think they don't. But I think that's ridiculous as well.
Well, we'll see.
But we'll see. Yeah.
But no, I'm glad there won't be an FAQ before Worlds. I don't think.
No, really, I mean, people are probably just yelling because of Fed Coast. That's the only thing they want out. And and harpoons. People are crying about harpoon, but harpoons but I mean, aren't really both that of those big things right now.
Yeah, me too.
And the other thing is, neither of those things require an FAQ. What they would require is errata.
Yeah, definitely.
And they're never going to errata something that big before Worlds. No.
They aren't. They might.
I mean, they might, but I very much doubt it.
They killed Dengaru right before Worlds.
Yeah. And I don't think it would be good if they did, even if they did.
Yeah.
Leave it till after.
So, will this be the first Worlds in a while where we don't see a Jumpmaster in the top?
No. I still think we'll see one.
At least no, I think it's going to be just a pure contracted scout. Four of them. Oh, shit. How do you approach that list? I mean, how do you kill it?
I don't know.
Do you kill the one that doesn't have guided ships first?
No, you kill the one without courier droid.
No, he had like four courier droid, but he only had three guided ships.
But what if you come up against one with four guidance chips and three courier droids? Yeah. what do you do?
I don't know. Which one do you kill first? Okay, maybe you have a lot of firepower. Just for it. You could potentially kill one in first round. you still have three left on the table, taking all that board space.
Mm. Or hard mode kill it, put half points on each. Don't kill any ships, but half point every single one. Oh.
Yeah.
Disrespect win.
That's definitely a disrespect win. Yeah.
Look at this. It's mine now.
Yeah.
Oh, just pee on no, the table
I have no idea how to approach that. So much more.
The thing is, I think the damage output is so low that realistically, that the chances of one making it to the cut is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Races can't do much against your list, but against one agility list, it'll kill.
But
you take like quad. You take quad jump master mm-hmm. against say quad Wookiees. I mean, it'll never get through the reinforce.
No,
it will maybe kill one the whole game.
Yeah,
maybe, only maybe.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I gotta mention because I wrote it down. Hey, that's my fish. I got my playboard, my template for the game. That's awesome.
I saw the one chair.
Yeah, from Kogo too.
Very cool.
It's awesome. I tried it out. Yeah. It works really well.
It works really well. Because the biggest problem with that game is how long it takes to set up.
Yeah, it takes like 2 times longer to set up than to play it, actually. Something like that.
And Kogo 2 have been churning those out for people here in the UK as well.
Yeah.
So, good on them.
Nice. I went with a wooden one because I wanted to paint it. But
that's classy.
I painted blue. I'm gonna airbrush some waves in it with light blue and white, just to.
Oh, nice. Mike Dennis got one, and he leather bound his.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, for the connoisseur.
Yes.
Connoisseur. Leather bound. Oh, it's awesome. yeah, that's for our US listeners. That's quite huge in Europe, that game. It's an FFG game, so you could fuel tokens
an FFG game.
If you like.
Yeah, we did that at Nationals one year. We played Hey, That's My Fish for the prize war.
Oh.
And we argued that because it's an FFG game,
it counts.
And they had to like run it up the chain, and they came back and said, "Well, yeah, okay."
Should we do it? Should we do
a prize ticket?
No, it's not a Star Wars game.
It's not a Star Wars game.
Can we somehow make it a Star Wars game?
You could try taking it to November Worlds.
Can we write on the package? It's Hey, That's My Fish in Space. A long, long time ago.
Almost definitely, probably.
Right, right on the box. It's gonna work.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Anything else you guys want to talk about that episode?
What's left to talk about?
I want to fly, but I'm not going to do it.
We'll need another hour.
No, he hasn't decided yet. He's probably going to decide the day before or something, if I know him correctly. Yeah, that's only because he has to. If he had an extra day, he would definitely do it the day after.
Yeah. Definitely. I'm going to be buying my list probably at the FFG Center and just, that'd be great.
I'm going to buy a part of the robot list at the FFG Center. I need another rigged cargo, so I'm going to buy another
Sierra. I just ended up buying a rigged cargo online.
But hey, I want to own 2 Shadow Custers. I might actually play double Shadow Custers. Maybe one game.
just to try it.
I think it's a fun list to fly, probably. Maybe.
I've still never played the Shadow Custer.
I played it like 2 or 3 times.
Yeah. Same.
Never played Ketsu, though. Anyways.
I almost exclusively played get to the few times I put it on the table.
Only a sausage, yeah. Anyways, raffle time. We did our usual raffle. What should we give the guy? Target locks? Did you send out target locks?
Send nice, yeah. Put them out there.
Yeah.
Put them out. Start building the hype.
We did our usual raffle thingy with the random number generator and stuff like that. This week's winner is Aid. You're going to say his name?
It's Christoph.
Christoph. Pists. I don't know how to say it.
Incorrectly, it's piss.
Don't overdo it.
No, I think I just did it right. I'm sorry, Christoph. The pronunciation of your name is not within my repertoire, but you'll get target locks nevertheless.
Yeah, just send us an email on foolishgottenradio@gmail.com or send us a message on Facebook as well. We should get it. Just say where you live and we will send it. I think we're just going to cut it out. Just shout-outs first. I have a few shout-outs. You guys have any shout-outs first?
Yeah, I've got a couple of shout-outs.
I've actually done some thinking about everybody at Reykjavik Regionals. I'll just do mine after the show.
We haven't really talked about it on our podcast either, but shout out to Ollie Pocknell for his performance at the Hanover System Open. He actually topped Swiss.
Oh, nice.
On the first day. So, well done to him. That was really cool.
Was he flying A-Wings?
No, he was flying the... I'm pretty sure it was Kylo Quick Draw and...
Thing. Sad face.
But he topped Swiss. So, good on him. And also, shout out to Phil GC, our other member, who is nominated for Best Blog.
Yep.
In the Goldie Awards.
Phil is a great guy.
Yeah, Phil's really cool.
Yeah.
And he loves writing the blog, so it's cool that he's
writing. Yeah, I read it all the time. Yeah. Aid, you have any shout-outs?
I just want to shout out everybody that came to the Reykjavik Regionals. I was thinking about such a great time you had.
Sorry, talking about Reykjavik Regionals, Jesper, because you were there. Is that the hardest competition you have ever played?
Definitely.
I mean, we had...
the concentration of good players was so high.
I mean, we had one player that has... He's a two-time top four nationals this year. He went top 17. So...
Are you going to go there?
I'm not going to say his name, but he knows. He knows who he is. Okay. So,
I think he actually got got that on the back of his hoodie. The world.
He asked us. Thinking about that, it was okay. 17th best player in Iceland. it's great. It's great. Any other shout out,
Aid? No, I'm fine. I've just one tips. On your next shout out, I'm going to double on that.
On what? Yeah, on my shout out. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to shout out. First, our crew at Nexus for just being our punching bag for the past weeks.
And they punch hard back. That's just. No silk gloves for us.
I can talk about my list because everyone's probably sick and tired of playing against it.
I know I am.
I Yeah, you are. I have like 100 games or something under my belt.
And that's in Iceland. 100 games in Iceland. That's
In Denmark as well. I want to shout out to everyone that nominated us for the Goalie Awards. That's really cool. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And yeah, last but not least, I want to do a shout out to the 3.2 Company podcast. They just announced today that they are going to quit, which is quite sad. I met the guys at Last Worlds, and I started listening to them shortly after. And they are one of the podcasts that really made me want to do a podcast. Because they might not be the biggest podcast out there, but they had so much fun. You could just hear it. So that's why I kind of wanted to do it myself.
Yeah, they're nice guys. I enjoy them as well.
It's always sad when a podcast goes down.
Yeah. But they are continuing with just a different podcast. So many of them just don't like the game anymore.
I had the same with when Conquest died. A lot of those podcasts went on to do podcasts for L5R instead. But it's not the same, you know, in a way.
It isn't. But we're going to meet some of them at Worlds. I know some of them are going to be commentating on the X-Men Junkies stream as well. So we might talk to them there. So, anyways, should we just call it a day? I think we're an hour or something. Yeah, exactly an hour and 1 minute.
Cool.
Jennifer, do you remember how to say it?
Yeah, I remember how to say it.
Should we do it all together?
Yeah, let's do it all together.
Okay, one, two, and...
Oh my god, that's great.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right.
Okay, guys, and goodbye.
Goodbye, boys.
We did it, yeah. Worlds! Go get that!